Okay, we'll go back to the Mishnah. Vlad Toido Tmuroso. David Chesam Beis. The Vlad of a Korban Toido, or the Tmura of a Korban Toido, Vlad Vladon, or Vladon, Vladon, Vlad Vladon, Atsoif Kol Hadoris, Hareilu Ketoido. They maintained the Aloch of a Korban Toido, Ubilvad she'ein tuunim lechem. You don't have to bring bread with it. Meaning the 40 breads that you normally bring with a korban toida, that you don't bring with the vlad toida, with the tmuras toida, you don't bring it. Says the Gemara, minani mili. How do we know both dinim? L'chayr, the Gemara is addressing both dinim. How do we know, number one, that the Vlad Toida and the Khalife Toida is brought? And how do we know that the Toida also is brought without bread? The Vlad Toida, the Tmuris Toida, is brought without bread. So it's two separate halachas. The Tana Rabbanan, Ma'oima Yakrivenu. Why does the Torah use the term Yakrivenu? Mafrish Toida va'ovdo v'hifish acheres tachteho v'nimtis harishoina. You go ahead and you mafresh a korban toida and you lose it. And because you lost it, you will mafresh a second one. And then prior to being makriv of the second one, v'nimtza rishayna, now you find the original. V'arei shtein oimdois, and now they're both available. Minayin she'ezes she'yirtza yakriv alach ma'ima. How do you know you bring whichever one you'd like? Talmud loimar toida yakriv. So it says you bring the Toida. Yochol tehei sheniyo tuno lechem. I may think that both need bread. Toida A and Toida B need bread. Tamad loy ma yakrivenu. Achas v'loy shtayim. One and not two. In other words, already last week we were on the drosha here. Pretty much the Torah is sending a conflicting message. First the Torah says you should bring both. Then the Torah says, Achas v'lo yishtayim, yakrivenu. So basically, yakrivenu. So basically what we derive is that one you bring with the bread, and the other one you bring without the bread. So that alone needs clarity why the Torah, instead of the Torah giving me a separate pasuk saying don't bring bread, the Torah really gave us almost a conflicting drasha. The Torah said, bring both. And then the Torah said, but don't bring two breads. Why did the Torah do that? The Torah didn't say, don't bring two breads. It just said, bring one, not two. Yakrivenu v'lo yishtayim. Right? Okay. Minayin l'rabbeis v'lodois t'murois v'chalifois. How do you know you bring the vlad, t'mur, and the chalipin? Tamaloy ma'avim al toido. So ribui it says ve'im al toida yochol yekulon kulon tunos lechem tamul loyma al zevach toida doy toida tuno lechem v'loy v'lado tmuroso v'chalifoso tuno lechem. And the vlad, the tmur, and the chalipin do not require bread. Okay. Well, once it says ve'im al toida, the Torah was already marbe the shechita. So it's almost by default. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, yakrivenu, the Rashi divrei amaschol yakrivenu echod v'lo shnayim. You got it? In the Gemara, it says yakrivenu. So Rashi says echod v'lo shnayim. U'milechem hu dekama mayet. Only bread. Te'ilu me'akrove, loy me'mayet lo. We already have a ribui that you bring it, so that we can finagle. Okay. It's also obvious that it would be senseless to bring the lachme toida without the toida. The lachme toida is the trimming of the toida. You can't bring lachme toida without a toida. You can bring a toida without the lachme toida. can't bring a lachma toida without a toida. But anyway, that's the Gemara. So there are a lot of difficulties, but the main difficulty, as I said, one difficulty is the whole drasha. Strange type of drasha. The Torah is saying, yes, bring, don't bring. And what the Torah really means is bring it without the bread. But secondly, this whole thing is redundant. The whole second part of the brisa is redundant. Once we had the first part of the brisa, which said, Yakrivenu, Tamuloymar, Toyda Yakriv, Yochote Shinir Tunalechem, Tamuloymar Yakrivenu. So we already know. You bring it, and you don't bring two breads. What is this? Minayin Larabis, Vlodis, Tmuris, Vachalifais? That's Tosis' question. The second part of the brisa almost makes believe like that's the beginning of the brisa. How do you know you bring vlodis, tmuris, chalifas? How do you know? How do you know? We already just brought a drasha. That was the first part of the pasuk, yakrivena. Tamaloy matoyda yakriv. It's a pasuk. What new happened here? What changed? So that's Tosfos' question. If you look at Tosfos' Divrei HaMaskil v'Chalifos, Tosfos' says Tzorech Iyun Ma Chalifos. Di Yifish Toyda v'Avda v'Yifish Acheres Tachtei v'Nimtzei Rishoyin Avar Ishtein Oimdos. Hokvar Shaminin Lo Meireisha De Braisa. We already learned in the beginning of the Braisa that you bring it. So the Braisa sort of seems to be completely redundant. The Braisa seems to say, number one, you bring the Toyda and the chalipin, and number two, you don't bring the bread with both. And then the price again says, chalifois, tmurois, vlodois, minayin, it brings the pasuk again to him. And then it says, I would think you bring, and don't bring the bread. It's almost like the mamish, a total repeat. So we started developing a svara based on the gro. The gro, if you look at the gro on the bottom, ois talent. The gro says, vachalifois, the Gon seems to say that the Havamina would be, when you learn the beginning of the Brisa, the Havamina would be that you can bring either one. You can. They're both here. You have carbon A that you were mafresh originally. Then you have carbon B, which is either the tmura, the vlad, the chalife toida. You can bring one or the other, decide what you'd like. And lemaisa, if you did already bring one of them, the other one is finished. The other one is nitche, the other one gets pushed away. Just like a chatas. If you have a chatas that you're machaper with, the other one is finished. Not a chatas. Same thing by a korban toida. If you mafresh toida A, and then you have mafresh toida B because you lost toida A, or because toida A gave birth to toida B, or toida A created a tmura of toida B. So as long as they're both standing here, they both qualify. That's the pasuk. They both qualify. But if the first part of the braisa maybe is only telling me that they both qualify. But who says that after you bring carbon A, you're still going to bring carbon B? Maybe you don't. Maybe you only bring carbon A and that's it. Carbon B is not brought. You could bring carbon A or you could bring carbon B. But then this one of them is going to go out. That's what the Goyim means to say. That the second part of the Braisa teaches me that you actually bring both. Even after you brought carbon A, carbon B did not get pushed out the door. That's what Tosfos seems to be saying. The Goyim seems to be saying. So as I mentioned, the Eilu Shleima argues with the Gro. He says there's a reason why Tosfos didn't take that approach. And the reason why Tosfos didn't take that approach, because already in the Braisa, the first part of the Braisa said, Yochol Tei Shniya Tunalechem Talmudlemi Akrivenu Achas Felishtayim. So the fact that the Brisa already said that you don't bring two breads is muchach, you bring two toidas. Because it would be senseless to bring a second bread without a second toida. So therefore, that's why Tosfos didn't learn like the Gra. Because Tosfos was bothered, the first part of the Braisa already is complete. The first part of the Braisa already tells me you bring both. Because if you don't bring both, why would you bring two breads? So really, the first part of the Braisa is Muchach. That's the early Shlomo's point. Okay. So we'll see maybe what the Goyen held, what he didn't know, but that's why Tosfos didn't learn like Rav. So we have the difficulty of Tosfos. We have the difficulty of the drasha of the way the Torah presented it. And the biggest difficulty we had, we discussed last week, and this is where we stopped, and that was to try to understand the very, very difficult Rambam. I didn't even get to the Rambam a couple of halachas further, which puts a whole new twist onto the complication. But let's just read the Rambam again, halacha ches. Perek Yud Beis halacha ches. Over there, the Rambam says, Vlad Toida utmurosa. If you have a Vlad Toida, if you have a Tmuris Toida, Vamafrish Toidose Vaovdo, Lehifrish Acheres Tachteho, and you will mafrish a Toida, and then you separated a second one. Okay, so he says like this, Ime Vion, if you bring it La'achar Shekiper Betoida Rishoino in a Tunulechem. If you brought it, one after the other, you brought Toida A, and after you got a kapora, you bring Toida B. So as the Rambam, you don't need to bring bread, like our Braisa. You only bring bread once. Either the begin, only bring bread once. V'madayin lo kiper bo, and if you didn't yet have a kapora, v'arehi v'chalifoso, hi uvlodo, hi utmuroso, and they're both here. Says the Rambam, they both need bread. They both require bread. Which l'chor is not like our braisa. The Rambam seems to be saying that you have to bring two sets of breads. It's mashma from the Rambam, just from the simple reading of the Rambam, that if you find, because the Rambam is self-contradicting. He starts off by saying, if you were mafresh, and then you separate another one, and you machaper with one, then the other one doesn't need bread. And then he says that if it's before kapara, they both need bread. But what do you mean? There's always before and after. There's before and then after. After you bring one, then you're left with after. So what does the Rambam mean? They both bring bread. So, we had two approaches to Mahalach and the Rambam. Two different approaches. One approach was the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim's approach fits the Lashon HaRambam to a T, but in Svar it's very difficult to understand. And then we have the Chazon Ish's approach, which in Svar is beautiful, doesn't fit the Lashon HaRambam. Chazon Ish himself acknowledges that it doesn't fit the Lashon HaRambam. And really the Chazon Ish's approach is also found in the Chidushei Sefas Emes and Menachos on Daf Pei. He learns exactly like the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish's approach in the Rambam. Chazon Ish basically says you have to, let me tell you what the Rambam's saying, then you have to put it into the words or change the words. Chazon Ish says like this, all the Rambam means is one thing. You may think that there's a carbon that's called a Tmuris Toida. There's a carbon that's called a Vlad Toida. And there's a korban that's called Chalifei Toida. And those korbanos are always called Tmura, Vlad, and Chalifei. They're always a tuffle. They're always a tuffle to the main korban. And therefore, they don't require bread. Because they are not the Iker Toida. The Iker Toida is the Toida. They don't require bread. Even if you would go and bring them first, they won't require bread. Because they're still, it's a Chalifei Toida. So when the Braisa says that you could bring whichever one you'd like, in whatever order you would like, that's true. When the Braisa says you bring only one set of bread, that's true. But the fact is that the one that requires the bread is always the Iker Toida. Not the Vlad Toida, Tmuris Toida, Chalifei Toida. They never require bread, no matter when you bring them. That's what the Rambam is coming to say. The Rambam is saying you should know, v'harei shtei anoimdos, if they're both standing here, and you decide to bring one over the other, whichever one you bring needs bread. It's not like there's one of them we could say, oh, that one requires the bread, that one doesn't require the bread. Either one requires bread. So shteyem tunos lechem really means either one of these require bread. Not both require bread. Whichever one you bring, that one requires bread. That's what shteyem means. Obviously, it doesn't fit the Lashon HaRambam. It does not fit the Lashon HaRambam. Because the Rambam says, harei shteyem tzriches lechem. And as I mentioned last week, what really captivates the difficulty here, to me, is the fact that the Rambam all over, the Rambam is always nigrar. The Rambam always goes after the Lashon of Chazal, the Mishnayos and the Gemara. The Rambam sticks to that Lashon. Here, if you're going to tell me that the Rambam means to say that either one requires bread, only one, and that's the way to say it, that's the way he's saying this. It means he went exactly in the opposite direction of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, Bilvad she'ein tunos lechem. When the Mishnah conveyed that to us, the Mishnah said it doesn't need bread. And you're telling me that the Rambam really means the same thing, and he used the opposite lashon than the Mishnah. The Mishnah said they don't both need bread, and the Rambam said they do both need bread. And the Rambam really meant exactly what the Mishnah meant. What the Mishnah means is, they both don't need bread, but either one needs bread. And the Rambam also means, they both don't need bread, but either one needs bread. And what the Rambam means is exactly what the Mishnah is telling us. That to me is very difficult. Sayyid doesn't fit into the Lashon HaRambam. And Sayyid would mean that the Rambam is decided in this place in the Rambam to go the opposite, to explain to us precisely what the Mishnah is saying using the opposite terminology. I think it's very, very dochui to learn that way. Just to add another question mark on this Rambam is if you go down in the same page, Halacha Yud Gimel. Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam there talks about a tumura that got mixed up with the Torah itself. Okay? You have a Torah and you have a Tumura. They got mixed up together. Okay? Now, the way the Rambam learned at the beginning, even if you take the Chaznish's approach, let's take the Chaznish's approach. Chaznish's approach is, either one requires bread, whichever one you decide to bring. So when it says they both need bread, it doesn't mean they both need bread. It means either one needs bread, whichever one you decide to bring as your main Torah. Right? Whichever one you decide to bring as your main Torah. Even let us learn that way, this Rambam has no pshat. The Rambam Halacha Yud Gimel says as follows. Harezu toida. Somebody says this should be a carbon toida. V'nis'arvu b'tmurasa. And then you made a tmura, and they got mixed up. So now you have two toidas, right? The toida and the tmura's toida. You don't know which one is which. You don't know which one is the toida and which one is the tmura's toida. Okay, you have no problem. Based on what the Rambam just told us, you have absolutely no problem. Either you bring both of them with the bread, if you learn, like we'll see the Chofetz Chaim learns, or you bring one of them, whichever you choose, with the bread. So now you have no problem. Everything is klar. Now what happened? Meisachas mehem. One of them died. Okay, no problem. What's the problem now? Perfect. I'm even less confused than I was before. Before I had to go eeny, miny, mo and decide which one I'm going to bring my bread with. Now I don't got to do my eeny, miny, mo. Now I know. One of them died. Halach lo elomoy. Now I only have one. I'll bring this one with the bread. Zok de Rambam. Ve'en yadua ezi. Harei zu anisheres ein lo hetakona. Yeah, Rambam. You're stuck now. Now you're stuck. What do you mean I'm stuck? What's the problem? The Yovimo, he says, why? Because you don't know what to do. Im Yovimo lechem shematmurahi. What do you mean? You just told me that that you could bring both. Vimevia beloy lechem shematoidi. Lefikach loy tikarev zu loyla. You're stuck. You're hanging forever. No etza. The only solution you can do is tira, let this animal graze at sheep or bomum, and then you bring the, you with the money, you'll bring another, you buy another tayda, with the tayda you'll bring the kabbalah. Mamish Merafi Sigra, this Rambam. Merafi Sigra. And this really is difficult according to all versions. According to all the versions, it's difficult. So that's version A. Version B is the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim learns the Rambam literally. The Chofetz Chaim learns the Rambam as follows. The Rambam takes our Gemara on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and the Rambam basically says, listen, if you have two the personal toida and the exchange of life, or you have the toida, the Rambam basically is saying, you could bring either one with bread. That's the first halach of the Rambam. Only one needs bread, not two. However, says the Rambam, if in fact you brought both of them to the Azara, you walk these two animals into the Beis HaMikdash, now they both require bread. If you bring animal to the Azara, you shecht it, you bring the bread, finito, you're finished. Nothing else. Now the other one you bring without bread. But if you walk the two animals into the Azara together, as a pair, now you have to bring two sets of breads, with A and B. Now again, if you take the Chofetz Chaim pshat, you put it into the Rambam, it definitely reads beautifully. The Rambam says, if you bring one after the other, you only bring one set of bread. Says the Rambam, "V'madayin loy kiper, bo, farehi v'chalifosa yivlodi yutumurosa oim dais." They're both standing. Where are they standing? They're standing in the Azara. Harei shteyin tunois lechem, tzrichos lechem. They both need bread. Okay, so the Rambam reads beautifully, like the Chofetz Chaim. The problem is that logically we can't really make sense of this. What's the difference if I walk the animals into the Azara? I didn't walk. Why should that make any kind of a difference? Very difficult. But the Chofetz Chaim's pshat, I don't see. I personally don't see a way out of the Chofetz Chaim's pshat. I think that the Chofetz Chaim's pshat, number one, answers this Rambam. The answer is this Rambam, that the Lashon works in the Rambam. And I think it also answers the Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel. Again, we don't understand yet the line of reasoning, but it definitely explains the Rambam and Halacha Yud Gimel. Why? Because if once we say that in Halacha Ches, what the Rambam was saying was that if there's a difference between having the two animals standing in the Azara and not having the two animals standing in the Azara, then we can already allow another Halacha, which is that if one of them dies, now you have a problem. We don't know why yet, but at least there's a Pesach, there's a Chaloyim. We have an approach. Once the Rambam is saying that there's a difference between the two animals in the Azara standing, so now we can understand, maybe there's a difference. If we can understand that logically, we may be able to understand now why it could be different if one of them is alive or not. If they're both alive, then we're okay. If they're not both alive, we have a problem. Whatever this din is of them both being alive. So that's this Rambam, these Rambams which are quite difficult. Chazanish again quotes the Chofetz Chaim, and he says it's very difficult to understand the lashon of the pshat of the Chofetz Chaim. And he himself says that his pshat in the Rambam is quite difficult. The Sfas Emes is found in Menachos on Daf Pei Omid Beis. And the Sfas Emes says clearly that his pshat is extremely difficult. Mikan yesh litmoya al harambam shekosav the lifnei kapora gam hatemura ton lech. How could the Rambam say that you do it? ואפשר לומר, וצורך לומר, he says, the kavonas ha-Rambam, when the Rambam says they both need bread, the shneim tunim lechem. Both of these toides need bread, pirish. Eizem mehen sheyakrev rishen. So the Sfasemes is saying, bidyuk like the Chazon Ish. Whichever one you bring first, that's the one that will require bread. Hagam ki dochoku, he says, even though I know that this is a tremendous doichek, to put into the Lashon HaRamban, al korchach dochek umeki anashe, we have no choice, because there's no other way to learn this Rambam. He himself questions the Rambam's din in Halacha Yud Gimel, which, by the way, that din of the Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel, where you have a toid and a tmur that got mixed up and one of them died, right, one of them died, is actually a gemara. These are all gemaras. So it's not just a problem in the Rambam, it's a problem in the Gemaras. That the Gemara also, the Gemara there in Menacha says that if you have two toides, a toide and a tmur that got mixed up and one of them died, you're stuck. The Rambam is in Halacha Yud Gimel is nothing more than quoting the Gemara. The problem is that the Rambam will seem to imply that you bring bread with both, or at least whichever one you please, is very complicated with that Gemara. Doesn't seem to work. So I want to try to give you a little bit of a understanding in this inyan, the way I see it, really based on a rashash in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that I think, through his question at least, the kasha that he asks sheds light on our sugya, to understand better what's behind our sugya. Over here in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is a very basic question. He doesn't understand the whole concept. Not dafka by toida. He doesn't understand the whole general concept of when you have a carbon that gets lost and you mafresh another carbon for carbon A. He doesn't understand why is that carbon B remain kaddish after you find carbon A. He doesn't understand that. He feels that's a mekachtos. If the whole reason why I separated carbon B is because I thought I lost carbon A, and then I find carbon A surfaces, so carbon B should be gone. Carbon B was only there to substitute carbon A. Carbon A, now I find carbon A, I go, okay, fine, I never needed carbon B. L'chaim l'shom. So carbon B should be considered like a toss. That's the Rosh Hashanah's kasha. Rashash is found here in the sugya of Baal Ta'achar, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, where the Gemara talks that there's a din of Baal Ta'achar and the vlad of a korban. And he says as follows. L'chayr kasha. He says, Chalifei korban benimtzo rishon achakach, madu lo yei chalip of hektish tos, v'yetzei l'chulin. Should go out for chulin. He says, number one, I don't even think you'd have to be shoyl on your nether. I don't even think you have to go to a chacham to ask to go matter nether. He says, I think it's just a mistake. It's plain simple. Shouldn't have any kedusha. That's his first question. His second thing is, he says, even if you're going to tell me you have to be shoyl, so go be shoyl, go to a chacham. Say, listen, if I would have known that the other carbon is still around, I wouldn't have made this, and let the Chacham take away the nether. Oy al kuponim ye nishol l'chacham v'yatireh. He says, ula ye shloim di alfinim mitmura. He says, maybe tmura is the source that we don't say chalife toida is a toras. Maybe our sugin in tmura is the source that we don't say that. Really, we would. Really, logically, you mafresh carbon A and you lose it. And you mafresh carbon B, and then you find carbon A. Really, logically, we would say it's all over. Carbon B loses the kedusha. So the Rashas is suggesting, possibly, that this is the source that we don't say that. That's what he said. So, comes out that our sugya is like a hallmark sugya. It's not just a sugya relating to Tmura, to Toida. All of Kachim, that when you separate a secondary carbon as a substitute for carbon A, we never retract substitution from carbon B. That's what the Rosh Hashanah said. So, I think that that's mistaver, what the Rosh Hashanah is saying here. I think it's logical that what the Rosh Hashanah is saying is correct. So, I think if we take this back now, I think we can get a shtickle understanding. First of all, let us go to the Chavetz Chaim that told us that there's a difference between if you bring the two animals into the Azora, or you don't bring the two animals into the Azora. What possibility can there be a difference between you brought the animal into the Azora, you didn't bring the animal into the Azora? What's the difference? So that's a critical question. Either both need bread, or both don't need bread. Who cares what I brought into the Azor, what I didn't bring into the Azor? What's the difference? I'll tell you like this. The Rosh Hashanah is telling us, he's asking really a gevaldik akasha. The fact is, I think it's a pella that the Rosh Hashanah is a kadman to ask this kasha. That Khalifa Kotshim should be called a hektish tos. Lamais, if you go to the average Joe, you tell him, why were you makrif carbon B? Why were you makrif carbon B? He says, because I thought the first one was lost. We tell him, if you would have known that the first one would surface, would you be? Say no? Of course not. So why isn't that a mistake? Well, logic is gevaldik. What he's saying is gevaldik. Either it should be bottled by itself, or it should be shayl on it. It's a great question. Clearly the Torah is saying no. We don't say that. But I think we have to analyze why don't we say that. What's the reason why we don't say that? What's the logic behind we don't say that? I think that the logic is, I mean, it's not logical. It's a pasuk. The Torah says, Vlada is, Khalifa is. What is the Torah telling me? I think that what the Torah is telling me is that the Khalipin becomes added to the package. Which means it's an extension to your original obligation. When you're high of yourself to bring a carbon, that carbon has branches. The carbon has Nesachim that comes with it. Some carbonis have a mincha that comes with it, like toida, lachmi toida, right? The carbon has a branch. The branch is called chalipin. The branch is a chalipin. The carbon can create a chalipin, just like it could create a tamura. And just like it can create a vlad, it can create a chalipin. And now that chalipin is part of the carbon. It's an extension to the carbon. It's not a separate entity that you could go say now, okay, if I would have known, you would have known. You just now added, your carbon now expanded. Your initial carbon expanded. It would almost be that if you wanted to take away the Kedusha, you'd have to get rid of the initial Kedusha. Your initial carbon, if you want to get rid of this Kedusha. This is just a extension to the carbon that you will mafresh. This is this extension. So, you can't be shoyal on that. That's the Gzeres HaKosef. The Torah is saying that this is all-inclusive. You can bring either carbon. You can bring a carbon with menachas and nesachim. You can bring a carbon with chalim. Not a chalim, it's part of your carbon. Now, that being said, so there's a stark tzad to say, that, and I think that that's pshat in our sugya, that the reason why the chalim be'toida doesn't need its own bread is precisely for the same reason. The chumrah is the kula. You got what I'm saying? If we would look at it as carbon A is one toida, and carbon B is a second toida, and echnami, you'd need two sets of breads. Also, it would be a kula. We could look at carbon B and say it's a tos. The kedusha of carbon B is bottle. It's a mistake. It's bottle. It goes out the window. Be shayach to learn like that. We don't say that, because carbon B is an extension of carbon A. Right? He always said it's an extension of carbon A, so we don't say that it's bottle. Because it's one thing. So the chumrah is a kula. The fact that it's an extension of carbon A, haguf is the reason why you don't have to bring two sets of breads. Because I'm really, by bringing both Toydas, I'm really doing one obligation. One obligation of my carbon Toydah. And the Melech, I don't have to bring two sets of breads. Why should I have to bring two sets of breads? That's the Svar why I don't have to bring two sets of breads. Okay. So that being said, that's all lies in our sugya. That there's two Toydas, and the two Toydas require bread. Either one requires bread, but once you bring bread, it covers... It's not that the second one doesn't need bread. It's that the second one has bread. That's the lumbus. It's not that the second one doesn't need it. The second one does need, but the second one is covered by its mother carbon. By the ikur carbon, it's covered. Because this toida had bread. By default, this toida had bread, the original bread. That covered this toida too. Because it's under one umbrella. The umbrella is the ikur toida. The ikur toida covered both. Now, what if the Azara make a difference? Here's a point that I want to bring out like this. Every carbon has two stages. It has a stage where it's in your domain, and you have a chiv to deliver to the Beis HaMikdash. You have a chiv to bring to the Beis HaMikdash this carbon. That's a stage one. Stage one. The Ketzeis has a whole arichas, in Ilchus Gzela, how it works, what the lundus is, that the Baal HaKorban is considered, he's an owner, even though it belongs to Shamayim, he's still considered the Baal HaKorban. Then there's a step two. Step two is when Hekdesh actually is Zoich in your carbon. When it goes into completely the domain of Hekdesh, and it's completely out of your domain. And actually there's a Tesis and Chulin, on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, that Tesis and Chulin is Muchach, this you saw it. Tosfos says a tremendous chiddush in Maseches Chum. The Gemara there discusses what age is a Yoina kosher and what age is a Tor kosher. We know that a Tor has to be brought when it's a Mavugar, right? When it's older. And a Yoina has to be brought when it's younger. Ben Yoina. What happens when it's in the middle stage, middle ages? We call it middle age crisis, right? Middle age crisis is a person who doesn't know what he is, right? Tchilas Atziv, like my beard. Tchilas Atziv, the Gemara has a Shaila, is that young or old? Is Tchilas Atziv considered a young, or is it considered old? Gemara says it's a Suffolk. Suffolk means, is it considered an entity on its own? Middle age, it's a Tkufa on its own. It's not young, it's not old, it's an androgynous. It's a new thing. It's Tchilas Atziv. Or is Tchilas Atziv a Suffolk? Meaning, we don't know what it is. Really, either it's young or it's old. We don't know what to categorize it. But a Kalapi Shmaya Galia, as far as Shemayim is concerned, either it's young or it's old. That's the Gemara. Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos says, so, what's the Nafkamina? If you hold this or that, the only nafkamina is like the Gemara says, if you bring tchilas shebezeh ubezeh, you go to Beis HaMikdash, and you bring a middle-aged tar and a middle-aged ben yoina. Now you give the kohen these two. Say, here kohen, this is for you. Yeah? So now, if you learn that the middle age is a suffix, if it's young or old, you are yoitza either way. Because either you were yaitzah with the Tor, or you yaitzah with the Ben Yoina. We don't know which one, but Lamaisi, you brought the Koyin something which is good. You yaitzah. Masha Enkein, if Tchilas Hatziv is a new entity, it's not young and it's not old, then you're not yaitzah with it. Because I didn't bring a young Tor, an old Tor, and I didn't bring a young Ben Yoina. I brought a Tchilas Hatziv, which is no good. It's an androgynous, no good. That's the Gemara. Tosfos says, I don't know why this Gemara is like Chinese. The Koyim can't be Mak with either one. What's going on? Lamai, so what's the Koyim going to do? Just put it into a cage? You come to Beis HaMikdash, they got pets? What's the Koyim going to do with this? He has a cage here, yeah? And everybody walks in and goes, what's that? He goes, that's Atchilas Atziv. What's that? The Kolish? What's going on? So it's true, Klapi Shmaya, the Rebbeinu Shalom knows that one of these is either young or old. That both of these are either young or old. And one of them is good. Okay, Mazel Tov, what do you have? Tosi says, you know what? Since Lamaisa you brought to the Kohen, Dover Haroi L'Mizbeach, you brought something that's Roy from Mizbeach, Yotze Yedei Nidroi. Hazai Zok Tosi. Yotze Yedei Nidroi. You brought the Kohen something that's Roy L'Mizbeach. This Tosi is Mamish Merafis Igra. If we'll just be a Chiddush, Tosi is the Chamachadish, not a problem. The Tosis is Merafi Sigra. Because this Tosis contradicts the first Mishnah in Zvachim. Kol Azvachim Shenizbuchu Sheloy Lishmon Ksherim Veloyolu Labailim L'Shem Choyva. What's state in the Mishnah? Every carbon that you brought to Beis HaMikdash, you bring it to the Kohen. The Kohen then goes and shechts it Sheloy Lishma. What happens? You gotta bring another one. What do you mean? I gave the Kohen something that was good. I gave the Kohen something that was good. What's the problem? The Kohen messed up. Who cares? If the Kohen would have taken, put it into a cage, and then would have sat there and chirped all day, I would be hurt to my head. So he shechted it shalei lishma and afkamina. Not shechting it all is better than shechting it shalei lishma. I mean, you could say Torah like that, but that's not sensible. I was yoytze my nether, finished. This kash is asked by the Mishnah Melech. The very little Mishnah Melech, Kivegin Gilyan Ashas, Tzeichens, the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech says, V'divrei ha-toises tzrichim talmud me'reish zvochin. Period. Peldik ha-toises. Peldik ha-toises. The question is, what's going on? What's pshat? So posha taich, posha pshat tova, I think, in toises, is that every korban has two separate components. Component number one is that the carbon has a shibud moment. There's a monetary shibud. You have a debt. You have to bring, you say, I realize carbon. You have now a monetary debt, you have to bring a carbon. Not only is it a monetary debt, but there's a sugyas hashas and b'chiris and kedushin in bavek hametz, that if you hold shibud of the raisa, that your nechosim are medaraisa, meshubit, liable to pay your debt, so the yoshim achayev, oisha sheivi achatosa yivi yoshim alos, the yoshim have to now bring the obligation. That's because there's a monetary component that you're chayev. Additionally, when you say arei alai to bring a korban, there's a yoredei dika halacha. You have a nether dikadin, you have a chiyuv on yourself, an obligation to bring the carbon. That's on you. Not forget your property. If you have no property at all, you're walking around with an obligation that's on you to bring this carbon. Okay. That the Yoshim don't get. Yoshim don't Yashin the father's nedorim. They Yashin the father's chayvus, they Yashin the father's obligations. What would be if Yoshim bring for their father a tchilas hatziyuv? If the Yoshim go and they bring for their father left over an obligation to bring a korban oilo, they bring these birds to the Kohen. Here, Kohen, here's our father's korban. The Kohen laughs. He goes, what am I going to do with this bird? Put it into a cage? Can't bring it. The Yoshim says, I don't care what you do with it. Here comes the oilo. I'm here to pay back a debt. Here it is. You want to open up a zoo department? Open up a zoo department. It's my geschäft. I'm coming here to pay back a debt. I paid a debt. Here's the bird. That's what Tosis means. Kivon shehevi dovo roi l'mizbech yotzo nidroi. The monetary obligation is gone. Ah, now the person, if you're a gavra that has a chi of oil on yourself, you're going to have a problem still. I still have a problem. Other nafkaminas I could tell you in halacha. The halacha is bezdin could be mamashkin. They could be mamashkin you. They can take a mashkin from you until you bring a carbon. L'chayr, once you did your monetary obligation, they can't be mamashkin. They can't take a mamashkin from you. So if you brought such a big carbon, it's finished. But anyway, this is a whole long sugya on its own. Mitzvah Hashem, we get to chum. We'll go into this properly, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully Yerushalayim, hopefully you'll be Nageya L'maisa then. But anyway, what's Nageya to us, what I'm trying to bring out over here, is that this really will give us clarity in this Chofetz Chaim and the Likutei Halachos. And I think it'll take off the kasha of the Chazon Ish. Chofetz Chaim is saying that this Rambam in Hilchos Tmura is telling us that if you bring the animal into the Azoga, so now there's some kind of chiyuv. Both animals are standing here. So I want to tell you like this. Really, when the two animals come into the Azora, Hekdish now is zoich in both those animals. Hekdish now, based on that tesis and chum. Hekdish is zoich in the two toidas. And you're out of the picture, almost. Now, Hekdish has a tfiyah to the bread. Hekdish says, give me the bread. Now, you want to say, well, you know what? Make this into my toida, and make this into my chalife toida. Hekdish says, you're out of the picture. Once you brought us the two toidas, now it's ours. Now it's our decision. Because now, based on choices in Chulin, Hekdish just was kind of them. Now Hekdish says, listen, Rebbe, we have two toidas here. Both of them are roy for bread. Both of them are roy for bread, right? So now give us bread. He said, well, one second. Let's make that should be, Hekdish says, let's, you're out of the picture with the let's. Let's is something you could have decided before you came to the Beis HaMikdash. You could have decided, you know what, this I'm going to use for kach, and this I'm going to use lakach. Now you're out of the picture. Now we're going to decide. Now we were zeichen these two toidas. And these two toidas both have a zika for bread. Dozok the Rambam, hagei shneihem tzrichos lechem. They both need bread. You're not a balabas anymore to decide which one. That's shot in the Rambam. That they both need bread. But still, they both are only kosher because they're both part of the extension of, we said, from the Rashash, of the Iker Toida. Now, if one of the Toidas died before, now your Iker Korban is gone. If your Iker Korban is gone, so you can't bring the branch. That's the reason why the Rambam says that if one of them dies, the other one is Ein Loi Takona. The other one doesn't have a Takona. Because that's the Yesoid. It would also explain to us why the Gemara's drasha was bring both, don't bring both. Because really what we asked, why did it say it doesn't need bread? Because Torah says they both do need bread. What the Torah really is trying to tell you is it's not a double obligation. It's one obligation of a toida. Since it's one obligation of a toida, you don't have to bring two breads. So it's not that there's no chiv of the second one doesn't need bread. It's that it's one toida. If there's one chiv toida, there's only one zik of bread. That's why the Gemara brought two droshes. Yakrivena, you have to bring both. And then the Gemara said, even though you have to bring both, only one is required with bread because they both are a kiyum of that one toida. That's the pshat in the sukkah.